Tim.
Hey Tim, this is Tyler at Bank of Cardiff. How we doing?
Oh, okay, hanging in there.
Better time to talk now?
Yeah, it's getting a little bit better here.
Okay, perfect. I know you. We were discussing. Looks like about two or three trailers that you were looking to get again, right? Just want to kind of recap. Okay, 2 to 3 trailers. You said around $20K total, right?
Yes.
And this should be you're looking to maybe bring them in here in the next like week or two, correct? Or was it
within the next 30 days. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. And how long have you guys been in business for?
March of 2008.
March 10th of 2008. Okay. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I know. I basically kind of explained, I think it's definitely going to be the equipment financing. That's definitely going to be more beneficial for the business for you. I have Sam here. I know I wanted to have you get in contact with him when we called before, but you were pretty busy at the moment.
You don't even want to know.
A little better time for you now if I can get him to come over here, actually. Perfect.
You bet.
Hold just 1 second, okay?
Okay. Loaded weight. That's loaded weight. What?
Hello, is this Tim?
Yeah, this is Tim.
Hey, Tim, this is Sam. How you doing?
Real good.
Hey, so Tyler tells me that you're looking at bringing on a couple trailers. Is that the case?
That's yes, uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Now, are the trailers, are you buying those new or are you buying them used?
They are used.
Used, okay. Okay, yeah. Nice. And then
2006.
Oh, 2006 is okay.
I think so. Yeah, we're still looking at the lot right now, but yeah, we believe it's going to be 2006.
Oh, I gotcha. You're still kind of shopping. Do you know who you're buying them from? A specific vendor?
Yeah. It's a vendor that has like 30 or 40 of these trailers right now, and we're trying to figure out which ones we want, things like that.
Okay.
Negotiation stage.
Perfect, perfect. Now, how soon were you looking to bring the trailers on?
Sometime this month.
Okay, I got it. And then did you have a ballpark cost of what you were looking to spend on those?
Yeah, that's going to be right in the $20,000 mark.
Okay. Perfect. Nice. All right, and then what were you using the trailers for?
We're short on trailers.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, nice. So you have work for them as soon as you get them in place.
Yes. We have more power units than we have trailers right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, have you looked anywhere for financing for them yet?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Do you know, does the vendor that you're buying it from, do they offer any financing, or do they just refer you out?
Yeah, they do. They're a pretty good sized vendor and stuff like that, but we hadn't done anything with them yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. And, you know, kind of what we can do here is, since you're still looking for the specific trailers, we can get you approved before you have, you know, an actual piece in place. Okay. We can go off just a basic description and a total amount, get you an approval, show you exactly what we're able to do for you so you know what you're working with. You can go in there, shop with a little confidence, know exactly where you stand.
That'd be good.
Now, a couple questions for you just to see kind of where we're going to fall in here. How long have you been in business?
March 10th, 2008.
2008, okay. And are you the 100% owner over there?
No, it's me and my wife.
Okay. All right. Are you guys an LLC, or what's the business structure?
No, it's just sole proprietor.
Oh, okay. All right, nice. All right. So how about, what does the personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in between?
I don't know what it is. It's right in the 600 mark.
Okay.
I had some hits on it, but just a lot of inquiries this year. We've financed trailers in November, December, and January. And we just financed a power unit not too long ago, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so you're going through a lot of financing. Are you going through different places each time?
Yeah, we were, yes.
Okay. All right. It's nice to have a little description on that, too. When you got multiple inquiries, always good to know what it's for.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, with different dealers, and they went out shopping, and so it hit it three or four different times, you know.
Oh, three or four times for the same piece? Yeah, I see. Okay. All right. Yeah, ours is going to be
with all their buddies and
yeah, exactly that. A lot of times, and that's kind of the reason why I asked if the vendor that you're going through offers it, because a lot of times if they don't offer it directly, they're going to shop you around, do just that, and it does you a little bit of a disservice just because those inquiries it does put a little, you know, ding in the credit. Ours is going to be a little different. You know, we're a bank, a direct lender, so we don't have to worry about doing that. We'll keep you, you know, here with us and not give you 5-6 inquiries. Okay, so got the credit, got the time in business. What do you guys do? What do you do for your yearly gross revenue?
Last year, I can't remember the numbers now. I think we're right in 1.8.
Oh, okay. Okay, nice.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, this year we've already exceeded that, so I don't, who knows.
Oh, so you're trending up. That's good. Nice.
Oh, we're trending up big time. We've already, I think April was over $500,000.
Okay. Okay, so now, how about this? The last time that you were financing, you said you did a trailer before, right? A couple trailers.
We did a trailer in November, a trailer in January. I think we did one in February, and we did a power unit just a couple weeks ago.
Okay, and you were able to get all of those financed on kind of traditional financing with monthly payments? Was that the case?
Yeah, everything's, one of them we ended up, our newest one, our 2012 trailer, we ended up on a lease on it.
Oh, okay.
And stuff, because we were getting too many. They said we needed at least some of it because of the hits we're getting and stuff.
Yeah, if you take on a whole lot at once, it can be kind of scary for future lenders. It creates kind of an idea that you're over leveraged.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You got some decent sales. 1.8 is a. It's a good number. Have you done any budgeting for an idea of what type of monthly payments you'd like to be looking at?
Most of our trailers come in about $600 to $700 a month. We don't ever have any per trailer, so we've never had any problems with that. This is a big allotment of trailers, and so we're trying to squeeze in and get three or four of them, because the trailers we use are they're called a high cube trailer. Okay. And basically they're a 14 foot high trailer, and they're hard to find.
Oh, I see.
And so this one company's trending all their trailers out, and we're trying to pick up some of them and stuff like that. So,
okay. What do you guys primarily use those for that you need a 14 foot one?
It's cardboard. That's what we, and our shipper needs the extra height, extra 6 inches.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
so if they're there, you want to pick them up, right?
Yeah, we don't haul anything heavy. We our heaviest load's 23,000 pounds. So, they want to put in as much cardboard boxes as they can.
Sure. Yeah, I've seen those out there. It stacks up pretty high.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely sounds like we're going to have something that would make sense for you. Now, you say you're looking at, a vendor that has a lot of different trucks. You're looking at two, maybe three, if it's there. Is that the case? I mean, are you open to doing more, or do you have a specific number that you're looking for?
I'm short three trailers. I got more power units than I have trailers.
Okay.
And I have them. I'm actually renting trailers for $900 a month, and I'd like to get them off.
Oh yeah, if you can, you can you can get it out, own it outright for a lower payment than that, it might make some sense, right?
Yeah, it makes a ton of sense. And stuff,
it sounds like that's in the cards. Definitely something that we'll be able to at least take a shot at. Now, the next step here is going to be basically to get you qualified, to get you approved. It's a pretty simple process. Let's see, did Tyler get an email address for you yet?
Yes, he did.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll give you a rundown of what we need, but I'll also have him send it to you in an email, and you can send it all right back to him in that email. Basically, we're just going to need a one-page application. We'll take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements just to analyze the cash flow of the business. And then we need the most recent tax return, the most recent business tax return that you have, and then just usually a quote or an invoice for the equipment. If you don't have either of those yet because you don't have the specific piece, we can work with just a basic description and a ballpark amount as far as cost goes. So that's the extent of it. And, you know, from there, usually we can get you an answer in about 24 hours for what you qualify for, and then go over a couple different options to see what makes the most sense. Usually we can get you approved for anywhere between a 2 and a 5 year term. So we can kind of play between that to find the monthly payment that works best for you. I'll tell you what, would you be able to just give me the email address right now? I'm not sure if I'm seeing it over here, and I want to make sure we have it.
You bet. It's Metro, M-E-T-R-O.
Okay.
S-W, like Southwest, 363, at hotmail.com.
At hotmail.com. Okay. I'm going to read that back to you one more time. I got Metro, S-W, like Southwest, 363, at hotmail.com.
That's it.
Okay, perfect. So I will have Tyler send you an email with that application and that short list of what we need. As soon as you get everything back to him, we can go over some different options for you in about 24 hours. Sound good?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Did that all sound like something you have on hand, able to get back pretty easily?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay, excellent. Okay. So
now, when I send them back, we've actually closed out one account, and we've opened up a different bank. And then also we do comm data. So our money, when it comes in it every day, part of it gets deposited in one account and part of it gets deposited in the other. I'll have both there. So they're just,
okay. Yeah, if you send both, we can work with that. How long ago did you close out the account?
We're still in the process. This last month.
Okay. So you'll still
have all the ones.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Just send it all over, and we'll go through it and get you a couple options to work with.
Yeah. The big one is the comm data, because that we run money. We usually split our deposit. It's usually half of it goes to the comm data bank, and then the other half comes to our bank.
Okay.
We use it for field cards and pay the drivers and stuff like that. So.
Sure. That's pretty common in the industry.
Is very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
No.
Okay, perfect. I'll have him send the email to you right now, and you'll have all of his direct contact information in that email. So if you have any questions, go ahead, reach out.
Sounds good. We'll do.
All right. Thanks a lot. You have a good one.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.